Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Mary the Encourager is here. I'm your host for today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and for spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our host today is Mary Brown, and I am the Encourager. I love ideas, and I love talking to people with big ideas. And today, our guest is none other than Pearl Jr., and she's going to be talking with us all the way from the West Coast, from California, and I'm on the East Coast, so we're going to really be able to say we've got this country covered tonight. Is that right, Pearl?
Absolutely.
It's so good to have you. And for all of our listeners, I want you to know we're all going to get to meet each other tonight and just have a few minutes of sharing some ideas, and let's get to know our guest tonight a little bit more. So how have things been going with you today, Pearl?
Oh, things have been going great. It's kind of a busy day, but I'm here.
Okay.
I did not want to let Think Big down.
Oh, no. And in fact, we're looking for this to be quite an opportunity for you, because I want our listeners to know. Let me just explain to you, if this is your first time listening. You can listen to our shows live, as we have some exciting guests. Sometimes guests you may not have heard much about, and other times they're going to be guests who are very well known in their own communities and throughout the country. But you also can go come to our site at thinkbigradio.com, and you can listen to the guests we have had previously in our archive shows. So make sure you take advantage of that. Now let's get on with today's guest. So Pearl, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's let our audience know a little bit about who you are, where you're from, all about you.
Well, I'm Pearl Jr., and I'm an activist for the upward mobility of the black race. And underneath being an activist, I do so much, because activist means you see a need, you act, and you do something to enact some type of change. So underneath the umbrella of activism, I'm an author. My most recent book is called Black Women Need Love Too, and it's a how-to book about some of the things that are going on in the world that prevent black women from being loved, honored, and cherished, and provided and protected if that's what they're looking for. And it tells my story of how I was a successful single mom doing everything on my own, except I couldn't get a man. So I had to change some things around because I wanted a family. I wanted a father figure for my son. And so when I switched some things around and talked to a lot of people and did some trial and error and all that stuff for about 7 years, I wrote the results of everything in the book Black Women Need Love Too. And I also am a producer. We were the only black-owned media credential to cover the Michael Jackson trial, which was very exciting. And we cover events all over L.A., and we try to bridge the gap from social activism and entertainment, because entertainers have such a high profile. And if they support something or they stand up for something, their support or getting behind a certain topic or a certain event can really change the world. So I'd like to bridge the gap between entertainment and social activism. And I also do radio commentary all over the country. I'm considered a race relations specialist.
All right. Okay. Now, in listening to that, I definitely heard passion. But we typically will ask our guests, what is your passion? From those things you said, I think I've got a clue, but how would you define your passion?
My passion is trying to bridge the gap between the races. And my passion is black activism, because I think historically, knowing our history as well as I do and studying it and being somewhat obsessed with looking for answers. I think that I can offer some solutions as far as the upward mobility of the black race. And right now, it's more important than it's been in the past 40 to 50 years because right now, the country is going through an overhaul. With the Dow Jones Industrial Average going up, you know, 1,000 points and down 1,000 points and up 1,000 points and down 1,000 points in the last 5 to 6 months, something is wrong in our economy. And 1,000 points represents over $1 trillion. So this is nothing to blow off. And with the real estate market the way it is, with the high rate of people not knowing how they're going to, you know, come off of those subprime mortgage, monthly mortgage rates, you know, we have some work to do. And one of the things that we can do is get our family together, get two people doing the job that a lot of us, one person has been doing. Get yourself a mate. Get someone in your house to help you pay your house note. If you're dating somebody and they're renting, you know, it's more of a reason to get to know somebody and to treat them right, because the foundation of any civilization is the family structure. So my passion, deep, deep, heavy passion, is the upward mobility of the black race, because I think we deserve better.
Now, you know, I'm really fascinated with so many things you said. I love the idea of bridging the gap. I usually use the term connecting when I talk about myself and some of my ideas. I always see that I become a link, it seems, between people, and I can help them to meet other people. And I've actually had some ideas where I've said, oh, I wish I could get this person to promote this because they have such visibility and people would listen to what they say. I went through some issues where we had some problems with some medical care issues and some issues related to education and foster care, just different issues in the community. And I find that people feel like they're all alone. And yet if an entertainer or some well-known personality starts to talk about it, then everybody flocks to them. So it's,
and we have
something there.
Yeah, we have to be careful not to expect too much out of other people, because they have their own agenda. They have their own path that they're on. So you have to find a way to fit whatever you need from them in their schedule, you know, and not get turned off or not get discouraged because they didn't drop what they're doing to come see your vision come true. So it's a fine line in that. And one of the things that I'm passionate about, all underneath the umbrella of the upward mobility of the black race, is the images that are out there in the media. You know, be more responsible for how you portray black people in music, and on the screen, the big one or the little one, you know, or on the radio. So those are kind of the things that that I try to bridge the gap with. Put them on check, that if you play some type of character that embarrasses us or you don't sit at the table and think about black best interest, then you're doing a disservice to your people. And right now we're in crisis and we need some help.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to give you another opportunity later. If a person wanted to get in touch with you, what would be the best way for them to reach you?
Oh, they can call me. I mean, I'm totally accessible, because sometimes people call me from the Virgin Islands, from the UK. They'll call and say, you know, I love that article you wrote. Oh, I write articles, too. Okay. And they're just passionate, and they're glad that see in writing something that they have, so they can call me. My number is 818-716.
Wait a minute, can you say it a little bit slower? Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 818-716-7838. Or you can just call 411. Elbow Grease Productions is the name of our business. Or you can email me. Just Google search Pearl JR, P-E-A-R-L-J-R, and you'll find a potpourri of things that I do, and in that you could contact me via any way you like.
Oh, okay. So now in terms of the phone calls, callers, please hold your calls. Let us finish talking first.
Right.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. You know, one of the things we like to do with Think Big Radio is we like to talk with people who are making their ideas come to fruition in a big way. But we also like to go back a little bit and ask the question, how did you turn your passion into a workable business? And, you know, who did you partner with? How do you take it out of your mind and ideas and maybe an article here and there and turn it into a business?
Well, wow. You never know. If you're doing your passion, things seem to come at you some kind of way. I was working I wrote a book, my first book, The Climate, A Perspective Unvisited, and my book, Black Women Need Love 2 and The Climate, are all available on Amazon.com or on my website, blackwomenneedlove2.com. Being in my past, being in the right place, being somebody that's out there, that's going to functions, that's going to meetings, that's going to outdoor activities that pretty much cater to the audience you're trying to reach. You never know who you're going to meet while you're doing your passion. You get a newspaper and you figure out, okay, where are some of the people that are meeting that, you know, love to write? And you'll be amazed. You'll find there's a writer's forum or there's a writer's workshop or something like that. But the way that I turned it into a business is being out there, being visible, not afraid to talk to people and try to not ask for help, but try to connect to where we can help each other. And because nobody's going to make your dreams come true and nobody's going to give you something for nothing. Okay, so you know, a lot of people I feel get discouraged really easily because they think that you build it and they will come. And most of us who live the life of an entrepreneur knows that that's not true.
Yeah.
You build it and then you work it and work it and work it and work it and work it. And you get told no a lot of times and a lot of things don't come through. So you just keep doing it. But
well,
to answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
To answer the question poignantly is I was doing a local radio show here in Los Angeles for free, and I did it for 13 months and 3 days a week. And this guy comes and he says, you know what, I'm building a TV studio and I want you to do your own show. You know, come and see me in 2 days. I went and saw him in 2 days. He was a startup. And he said, you know, you put in the work, you can use my studio. So we put in the work and we taped 13 shows in 4 days. And this was not a crew that had worked together. These were all just black people that just wanted to do what was right, and they were magnificent. And then I found a way to get it aired in Los Angeles. And when I got it aired in 1 million households, which we paid for the time, and God knows where that money came from. It just kind of came from being in the work, doing the work, you know, finding sponsors. And when our show came on, who knew that it was going to lead us to being the only black-owned media credential to cover Michael Jackson? I mean, who knew?
Yes.
Who knew? So you never know. You just put in the work. You just be there. You need to go out there. You need to meet people. You need to speak up. And don't expect one person to solve your issues or to make your dream come true. If it happens, wonderful. That's great. But you depend on connections and hard work for your dreams to come true.
You know, I can definitely relate to this. I've been involved with ThinkBigRadio.com for just a little over a month. And I knew nothing of any of the people involved, but someone who knew me mentioned me to someone else when they said
mm-hmm.
they would like to have a host on the East Coast. And it's amazing to me how many times I've heard the same thing. We've got to be moving in the direction of our dreams
mm-hmm.
in order for us to take advantage of the opportunities that come to us. And
absolutely.
I hear that with so many of the interviews is that people who are just sitting there thinking are really not having very much happen. And I always like this. This is such an old-time saying, but I used to be told it's so hard to steer a parked car. You need to have the car moving
right.
in order for you to make a small adjustment and have it go on the major highway or a tiny adjustment and have it go through the countryside. But you got to be moving.
Got to be moving.
Yeah. What did you, when you had started this, and I heard some of this in what your message, we like to kind of pull out for people that it's not all an easy street. We have to work it. So as I heard you talk, some of the challenges it seemed was you had to be able to take advantage of something in a short period of time and working with people who were not necessarily a team all ready to go. What were some of the challenges that you saw?
No, that meant that as a compliment to take 13
totally.
Shows in 4 days is a compliment to them that we weren't, you know, totally experienced, and everybody gave it their all, and I just loved them for that. So sometimes you only have to work with what you have to work with, but you make the best out of whatever tools that you have, and you never know. You might come up with, you know, ice cream.
Yes, that's right. So what would be the biggest advice you would share with the audience that has helped you the most? And you can go back to any point in time in your life. And
Well, I do have a college degree, so education is very important. And also, you know, don't get discouraged. That's the most important thing I find with a lot of my people, that we really think someone else is going to stop their life and come do something for us and make our dreams come true. And sometimes I get asked to do that for other people, and I'm like, but I'm on my path. I'll do whatever I can for you, but I can't, like, take on your movie script. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
and take it from manuscript to movie, because I have my own path. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is, if you have your own path, I just worked with two filmmakers, and they're two first-time filmmakers, and they had a passion. And one of the films is called Diary of a Tired Black Man, and the other film is called What Black Men Think. And both of these men just decided that they wanted to make a difference, and they wanted to get their message out. And they found a way to get a camera crew. They found a way to make their documentary happen, because they had passion, and they were looking for the right people. And sometimes the Spirit of God will bring you what you need. But you don't expect someone else to stop their life to make your dream come true, because if you do, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Then you end up being resentful, and, you know, you talk bad about successful people. They ain't going to help me. Black people don't help each other. I have found that black people help each other as much as they can. A lot of us aren't owning a whole bunch of stuff. And to get to the people that we think are, like, big time, they already got their circle of people around them. They're already hooked up with people that are helping them get what they need. So it's hard to penetrate that. But I would say my biggest advice would be, don't lose faith, okay? Walk in your path. Make sure that you do everything that you can, and you have to kind of, you know, eat, sleep, and drink whatever your passion is, whatever your goal is. And if you do that, you will get to the other side.
Okay. I'm trying to get that. Don't lose faith. Walk in your path and eat, sleep, drink your passion.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, you have a couple of books, and you have articles, and you're a producer, so you're doing many things. Do you have plans to expand?
Always. We're always expanding. We are getting credentialed at bigger and bigger events. We just did the Diversity Awards with a plethora of movie stars, and we covered that, the red carpet there. We covered Jesse Jackson's birthday party, where Michael Jackson showed up, which was a weird coincidence. And, you know, I joined organizations. I'm a member of the National Association of Black Journalists, and they are doing great things. I also belong to the National Academy of Media Arts and Sciences. And so what you do is you go around people with like minds, and you never know who you will meet. Now, of course, we're not, like, you know, making $1 million a year yet, but we're on our path to making $1 million a year, because it doesn't just happen overnight. But we own everything. We have so much footage, we had to go get a safety deposit box to put, you know, our footage in, because we're collecting our history. We are recording black history, because I believe we're on the verge of a renaissance, a change within the black community, and another civil rights movement, because we have slid back, and we got work to do. We got work to do just to get back to where we were 20 years ago.
Okay. Okay, let me take a moment for a station identification. This is thinkbigradio.com. Thinkbigradio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. And now back to our guests. Okay, I'm glad to have heard you talk about where you've been and where you're going and what your ideas are. Are there some other things you would like to cover that I may not have brought out at this point?
Well, I'm really concerned about our youth, okay, and I'm concerned about everything that involves black people. And not to say it's a rainy day, but it's a rainy day for too many of us. And so what we have to do is, number one, we have to get our boys back on track. Our boys are not doing as well as they can be. I am the mother of a 21-year-old daughter who is a college graduate at 21, and I also have a 13-year-old son. And what I tell my son every day before I drop him off at school, I tell him, have an A day, you know, so that his goal is always A. Give him a goal. Give them something to work towards. Don't think that our boys can't do it. Don't think that you're putting too much pressure on them, because they are men. And especially us mothers, we have been hard on our daughters and raised our daughters to be successful, but we've spoiled our boys. And right now our boys, they want the same thing. For example, two 30-year-old men. Okay, they want the same things in life, except for one 30-year-old has been studying since he was in kindergarten to get to college, to get to a great college, to get a great job. Okay, he still wants the Escalade with the shiny rims, just like the 30-year-old wants them that really has messed up all his life, didn't study, didn't graduate. He wants that stuff too. But what has happened is that he did not put in the work, so he is going to take shortcuts. And shortcuts usually lead to criminality, because he wants the same thing the other 30-year-old wants, but he doesn't really deserve it. So he's going to take shortcuts, and those shortcuts will land too many of our men in jail or in trouble, or it will break their spirit because they didn't have the role models around them and watch them work their whole life. Kobe Bryant didn't just wake up one day and say, I want to be the best basketball player in the NBA. He worked his whole life. When people were out on the corner or out, you know, messing around or chasing women or doing whatever it was, he spent the majority of his time bouncing a basketball, because he knew that he had to be the best. He had to practice. He had to put everything he had into it in order to get there. And too many of our boys and some of our girls think that, you know, I'm going to work out for a month, and then somebody's going to go, you, I want to make you a star. And it just doesn't happen that way. And then you have a lot of people that have quit and have given up. So in order to get to that yes, you might hear a ton of no's. But every no that you hear, just know that that means that you're getting closer and closer to your goal or to that yes, that ultimate yes that you're looking for.
Yes, I could definitely relate. And if you don't mind, I want to just share something from when you were talking. I've got a nephew, and he was he had been removed from the family because of some things that happened that might have endangered him for a part of a family in another state that I know. And I had been working with him and talking with him and trying to encourage him and say it won't last always. But I talked with him on Sunday, and he started to tell me some of his plans. And as he told me one of his plans, I said, well, how is that going to happen? You told me that you expect this to happen in the next month or two, so why are you talking about that idea? He said, well, you know, you told me, you know, what's that word? And I said, what do you mean? He said, options. You told me to have options. Mm. And he's 12. And I thought, yes, he was listening. I said, yes, that's right. You've got to have options. You've got to plan that you plan for your best, but you still got to have a backup plan because you don't control all the pieces. And it really touched me that he had heard me say that, and he remembered, and he was bringing it back to me.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that, so I think that's great.
As I heard you say that, I thought about what he has said. Well, we've got a couple of minutes remaining, and I want to give you an opportunity to thank anyone that you would like. But before we do that, what I want to ask you, you mentioned role models. Is there any particular role model from your youth or earlier days or maybe just last week? Anybody who might come to mind who has really helped you to get focused and to be clear about what you want to do?
Well, I had, you know, the regular popular ones, like Malcolm X was a huge role model, and the movie Lady Sings the Blues was another eye-opening event in my childhood that told me I didn't want to go in the wrong direction. Malcolm X was someone who took a bad situation and had an opportunity through being incarcerated to educate himself, and that's when they really were trying to rehabilitate. how he changed his life around and how he dedicated himself, and it wasn't easy. So I've had role models like that, and also I have to give credit to my mother. My mother, she did not know what SAT score was, okay? All she knew is you better not bring home the bad grades. I mean, really, that was just the bottom line of her reality, and I don't want to hear no excuses about it. And my mother raised four daughters, and all of us have a minimum of a bachelor's degree. And I think that sometimes we can be too understanding of our kids' plights to where we underestimate their ability. And by underestimating their ability, we're short-sighting their achievement. By allowing excuses or allowing failure to be acceptable or allowing them to pull wool over our eyes. We have to be better parents. We have to instill more discipline. And my discipline is really tough love. I love my children dearly, and I love them so much that I'm going to do all that I can as a mother to set them up so that they can be in a position to have a good, prosperous life.
Oh, wonderful. And now I want to give you 2 minutes, and I just want to give you an opportunity to thank anyone and everyone that you would like to.
Well, I like to thank so many different people, and I guess, you know, my man that I have right now, his name is Cecil Holmes, and he's my business partner, he's my lover, he's my everything, and I like to thank him for being there for me and for us going through life together. It's just absolutely wonderful, and he's a father figure in my son's life right now, so my son's a teenager, and now he has a man that can, you know, make up for, you know, the missing link, which is his dad. It's not the same thing, but it's more than zero, you know. So there's several people that, you know, all the, you know, Ramon Dane from Michael Jackson's camp, you know, so many different people that I just like to thank, and they know who they are. Dr. Earl Afari Hutchinson, who's my mentor. He's an activist and an author as well. Najee Ali, who's another activist that's great as well. Just, you know, people that are out there doing it that, you know, give me opportunities, I'd like to thank them. And if anybody's interested in my book, I call Black Women Need Love, Too, the most important book you could ever read, because it tells realities about dating, and it really doesn't give you the, you know, just be the doting wife will work, because it doesn't. We have to be very smart in this day and time, and one of the ways to be smart in dating or getting yourself a man is by knowing your man and knowing what you're dealing with and finding out what works, what makes him respond the way that you want him to respond. And when we become more girls, sometimes our men become better men, you know. So we've learned a lot of things that have gotten us in a situation where too many of us are single and too many of us are by ourselves. But if they're interested in that book, and I can't urge you enough how the advice in the book changed my life, the book is available on Amazon.com. It's called Black Women Need Love, Too.
Okay. Well, Pearl, I was going to ask, would we hear from you again? But I'm not going to give you an opportunity to say yes or no, because I'm going to just say we have to hear from you again.
That's
I know
great.
We have so many people who would like to know more and continue to discuss that. We're down to our last few seconds. I just want to thank you so much for being here with us. And I
want
to leave with the audience your contact information. And I believe that was 818-716-7838. And could you give me that website again?
Yeah, Black Women Need Love, Too. That's TOO.com.
All right. Thanks so much.
And thank you for having me. And I'm going to continue to think big.
Think big. And this audience, I'd just like you to know, continue to tune in and support us and spread the word for us, because you're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Thanks so much for listening in with us today. We're going to go out with this version.